Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today here on the show. It's always a delight to have you join us today. And in my neck of the woods, it's a beautiful day. It's nice. Maybe a little hazy. Not a lot, but it's beautiful nonetheless. I hope it's beautiful where you are today. Even if it's raining or snowing, I still hope you have a wonderful day. Well, today we're going to talk about an interesting topic. And decide to do that, I just want to say something that I say all the time. And to those of you who listen to me every week, I say it because I mean it. To all my faithful listeners, thank you so much for your support. I just love, 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 love you because you are the best. And I say that because you take time out of your day. Some of you have been with me since day one. And I just want to say thank you. And for those who may be new, welcome. Welcome to the show. If you have a question or comment, feel free to dial in 215-383-3872, and the show is live, and we'd love to hear from you, hear any of your comments. The purpose of this show has been from day one to build strong businesses in the community so that we could put people to work. And you probably are saying, well, how do you go about doing that? Well, we do our best to bring you programming as it relates to business, entrepreneurship, leadership, business development. We've talked about social media. We've talked about technical news. We've talked about a lot on this show. We also talk about relationships because we believe that we all are relational and we need to know how to get along with people if we want to be successful at work, at home, because those relationships are very important to maintain, sustain. And we hope that the information that we bring to you will enlighten, inform, and at times entertain. So thank you so much for listening. We're going to dive right into the show because it seems like the time goes by so fast. It really does. So right after this short break, we are going to go right into the show. And once again, thank you so much for joining me right here. This is Sharon.
I've been getting tired of listening to the same songs on the radio over and over again. So I took matters into my own hands and decided to do something about it. I downloaded the Tenaboy Radio app. And I've been in love ever since. Tenaboy Radio. I listen to it online, and if I'm out and about, I listen to it on my phone. Tenaboy Radio. If you're ready to experience a different sound in radio, download the app, Tenaboy Radio, or go to their website, www.tenaboyradio.com. Music the way I like it. Tenaboy Radio.
Thank you so much for joining me here on the show today. As some of you may know, those of you who've been listening for the last few weeks, I've been discussing a very important stage in life, and that is retirement. Retirement. And I decided to address it because I think it's really important. And sometimes when you're young and you're working, you want to make money and you want to, you know, buy cars, travel, entertain your friends, growing families, and sometimes you don't know that it's very important to plan for retirement. I mean, people want to live forever, and life happens, and sometimes you don't always think to plan for retirement. And there are those who feel that if they had known some things earlier in life, they may have planned differently. And so I wanted to address this topic, whether you are young, whether you are retiring in the next few years or the next few weeks, or even if you are already retired. I think this is a topic that needs more discussion around the family table in our communities of faith. We need to have more conversations around the process of retiring and retirement and how to prepare for retirement so that the probability of you living a wonderful life, quality of life, is increased. So we've already talked about a few things, and I won't go back over those. If you missed our shows, go back and take a listen to the archive shows on the website. You can go to www.enjoylifeinc.com. Of course, you can always go to my website. You can always go there. But listen, we talked a little bit about the goals, some of the goals that you should have, you know, during retirement. And I'm just going to briefly, I'm not going to dwell on it, but I'm going to briefly go over some things that everyone needs to consider when thinking about retirement. One is maintaining your independence. How do you go about trying to increase the probability of maintaining independence? And then having the financial security to enjoy your family, you know, or to your loved ones, or to travel, and having some type of personal satisfaction and fulfillment in your retiring or retirement years. Another goal is most people want to maintain dignity as they're maturing. And probably one of the important areas or one of the important goals is having a peace of mind, knowing that you've done your best to have a wonderful quality of life, and also knowing that your loved ones, if something were to happen to you, that your loved ones are taken care of, and that perhaps you even leave a legacy, you know, for your loved ones. So we talked about those things. Today, I'm going to take a look at another area that I think is important. Of course, with the goals of retirement and income planning, what are some of those goals? Well, some other goals are you want to make sure that your assets are growing, if possible. And then, are you generating enough income? Would you have generated enough income to last your lifetime? Also, protecting your savings while you're making withdrawals from those savings, covering your health care expenses, and, of course, minimizing taxes. Everyone wants to try to minimize taxes, leaving a legacy for your heirs and your beneficiaries. So the thing that I want to talk about today, how do you go about planning, and what should be your approach to retirement income planning? Well, there are a couple things that you have to look at realistically in planning for your retirement income. For instance, how much income is going to be needed during your retirement, when you retire, to maintain either the lifestyle that you currently have or to maintain a lifestyle that you are comfortable with. And once you've determined that, how do you know how much income you should withdraw on a monthly, yearly, quarterly, or however often? How much money should you withdraw from your existing assets? Which investments should be used first? For instance, if you have a pension 401k, if you have savings, if you have investments, if you have savings accounts, how do you know which one should be used first? Those are some questions, of course, that you will have and you may currently have. Well, before you can even take a look at this process, there are a couple things that you have to determine first. And a few of those things are: one, what is your life expectancy? Because without knowing or having some type of life expectancy to take a look at, it will be difficult to do the numbers. And also the accumulation period. How long should that accumulation, will the accumulation period be? So, for instance, if you are in your 20s and you are looking to retire in your 60s, then how long of an accumulation period is that? How long do you have to start accumulating money? And is there going to be inflation? Of course. You always need to account for inflation. And the last thing is the time value of your money. What is the time value of money? Well, let's take a look at, first of all, your accumulation period. And we went over a little bit of this, so I'm not going to stay on this very long, but the accumulation period. We actually talked about this already. The life expectancy, the level, the expected inflation, what is a percentage you should take a look at? Go back and listen to the archive shows. Right now, I want to talk about how do you go about estimating your retirement need or the income. How do you go about estimating how much income you're going to need at retirement? Well, the first thing that we encourage clients to do is to determine what do you think you're going to need annually to maintain your expected standard of living during retirement. If you're thinking, well, you know what, I think I want to continue to live in our family home, to have cars, if you want to continue the pretty much basically the same lifestyle, then you have to start jotting down, okay, well, how much does it cost? How much does it cost to maintain that lifestyle? Now, in the financial industry, there are a couple of methods that are used to determine the amount of income needed. One is called the projected expense method, and the other is called the replacement ratio. So let's just take a look at those. Let's take a look at the replacement ratio method. Now, what that basically says is a big term, replacement ratio method, but it simply means that you're going to take a percentage of your pre-retirement income to estimate about how much you're going to need at retirement. And usually that range is from 60 to 80% of your pre-retirement income. 60 to 80% of your pre-retirement income. And, of course, you determine what percentage you want. So if you think, well, you think you can live off of 60% of your income that you currently make before retirement, or do you think you would need more than that? So you determine that amount. So, for instance, if you made, let's just keep the numbers, let's just keep the numbers kind of realistic. Let's just say if you made $50,000 doing your, before you retired, and you looked at 60%, that would be $30,000. So 60% of 50,000 is 30,000. So basically it's saying, okay, I lived off of 50%, $50,000 when I was working, and I'm thinking it's only going to take me 30. So we use that number. Now, it may take more than that, so you can project more. The other method is the projected expense method. And what that just typically says is you're going to get a, try to get a little bit more detailed as far as what your income will be. And so you will basically take note of the annual cost or monthly cost, whichever is easy, for the expenses that you currently have, or the expenses that you think you may have at retirement. So housing is basically like a budget. And I encourage people to, so they have a really good idea as to how much they are spending on a monthly or annual basis. Okay, so the projected expense approach. Well, what that's simply saying is you're projecting that you're going to have certain expenses and you're putting a dollar amount to those expenses. So if, let's look at housing. If you have a home and you feel that home will be paid off by the time you retire, then you may not have a mortgage, but you still may have utilities. You know, you still may have to pay for cleaning supplies and things like that, taxes. So you still may have property taxes and things like that, so you want to jot that or notate that. And transportation, that's another area. You may not drive as far, so your gas, you may not pay as much for gas, but you still will have to take care of the upkeep of your transportation, tires, periodic maintenance, oil changes. Now, also food and clothing, medical expenses, savings, entertainment. If you have insurance, medical insurance, medications, if you contribute to a organization or your church, that's the projected expense method. Just a little bit more precise. So those are two ways to start to take a look at how much income you may need during your retirement. And, of course, the closer you get to retirement, the more you need to really take a look at those expenses. The thing that you need to do is take a look at the sources of your retirement income. Now you have an idea as to what, how much you think you're going to need because you used either the replacement income method or the projected expense method. Now we need to take a look at, okay, what sources of income will you have when you retire? Now most people have three sources of income, and you may not have all three, but you may have one or all of them. One comes from your personal savings, what you personally have saved. The other area is your employer-sponsored plans. For instance, if your employer has a retirement plan or pension plan, that's the second area, another area. The third area is Social Security. Many people use and plan on receiving income from Social Security. So those are basically the three sources, which is typically considered the cornerstones of a person's Social Security or their retirement income. So knowing how much you're going to receive from Social Security, and you can know that. They do send a statement, and if you haven't received a statement or you've never seen that statement from Social Security, that gives you an idea as to what your income will be when you retire based on the work credits that you've already put into to security, you can always call and get that information. You can always call and get that information, but it's helpful to know that. And if you're not exactly sure how your plan, if you're still working and you're not exactly sure how all of that's going to transpire when you retire, contact Human Resources or your Benefits Department and just have a conversation with them about your specific employer-sponsored plan. And then also know your own personal savings. What do you have in your investments? How are they working? When you start to withdraw money, will you be taxed on it? Or those are some really good things to know, very good things to know. The next is determining the amount of capital that you're going to need. Determining the amount of capital that you're going to need. And I go through an example, but I kind of did a small example there. But for instance, if you are, let's just say you're in your 60s and you need maybe $80,000 when you retire. Well, based on that, if you take a look at your Social Security benefits or projected yearly benefit statement, well, it also depends on if you're married. So if you're married and if you have a spouse, you want to take that into consideration as well. But let's just say you have an annual retirement income need of about 80-something thousand. Your Social Security benefits may be around 20. Something thousand, and then you have maybe your benefits, you have pensions of maybe 10 to 15 thousand, and you may not be making any wages anymore. All right, well, if you have Social Security and your pension only amounts to about 25,000, you're going to have a shortfall of about $52,000. So that's why it's so important to make sure you know what your Social Security projected Social Security benefits will be. You need to understand what your current pension or employer-sponsored plan is projected to be, and also the savings that you project to have at retirement. The last thing you want is a shortfall, which is why it's so important to plan now. It's very important to plan now. The next thing is, how much should you withdraw? Knowing how much you should withdraw from your retirement to try to maintain, I would say, the principal, but not necessarily the principal, that you don't want to withdraw so much that you have the likelihood of running out of your money before you would want to. So typically, and it just depends on who you're talking to, but most advisors, financial advisors, do their best to encourage the clients to have a conservative withdrawal rate. So when you start withdrawing money from your resources, typically 3 to 5% will minimize the risk of you using all your money prematurely. All right? And from time to time, your withdrawal rate may need to be adjusted. So you may need more this month than you did last month. You may not need as much in the next quarter as you did the first quarter. So being mindful and doing your best to be conservative is key, is very, very key. The next thing, and this is the last thing that I'll talk about today, the next thing you need to determine is, what is the category of your assets? And how do you go about knowing which asset you should use first or second? Now, when we talk about categorizing your assets, what does that really mean? Well, Once you've determined how much income you're going to need, you've determined what your withdrawal rate will be. You've determined what your sources of retirement income are going to be. You also need to determine which resources you're going to use first. And typically, and this isn't always necessarily, it's not written in stone, but typically a portfolio would be cash, bonds, your stocks, if you have those, and if you don't, it's okay. It really is okay. But what are your current taxable investments, like savings accounts, money market, mutual funds, investments that are taxable, currently taxable, and what type of tax-deferred investment do you have, such as your traditional IRA accounts, some annuity stocks, life insurance, cash values. Those are investments where taxes are deferred. You don't pay taxes on them up front. And then you may also have some what's called tax-free investments. You may have a Roth IRA. You may have some municipal bonds. Some of those are tax-free investments. So among the types of assets that you have, how are they classified? And I know this may be getting a little bit technical, and it's okay, because I'm going to give you a suggestion at the end of the show. But knowing what type of investments you have and what you should use first. Now, most of the time, your wealth advisors encourage you to have at least 2 years of income, or, well, at least three to 6 months of income in some type of savings. I still encourage that. Some encourage having even up to a year or 2 years of available cash in the event that you have an emergency, and in the event that you have some type of need. Knowing how you're going to liquidate your assets, which assets you should withdraw first. And typically, and this isn't always true, it just depends on your situation, but typically clients are advised to withdraw taxable assets first and then start to draw on their tax-deferred accounts and then to withdraw funds from their tax-free accounts. And again, that's not always, it's not always, it may not be your situation, but generally that's what advisors encourage clients to do. And then monitor your income. Monitor what's coming in. Monitor what's going out so that you're not surprised. And I mentioned that at the end of the show, I was going to give you a really good suggestion. Sometimes this can be a lot of information to take in. Retirement planning. Determining how much income you're going to need, and determining how much you should withdraw to make sure that you don't jeopardize your nest egg that you've worked so hard to accrue, and then also determining what order should you start to withdraw from your assets, inflation, the altering of your assets. Sometimes that can be a good bit to try to comprehend and take care of. That's why you have financial practitioners and advisors who do this every day. And if you are at retirement, they have wonderful resources out there for those who are mature, seniors, elders who are looking for help, looking for suggestions. And if you like more information, just send me a note. I'll be happy to refer you to some wonderful people. But just start somewhere. If you take a listen to some of the things we've talked about, take note of what you're doing, oh my goodness, you'll be steps ahead of so many people who haven't done that yet. And I'm just so proud of all of you for taking a listen to the show today. And for those of you who, as a result of listening to this show, you decided that you're going to take a closer look at your retirement plan. Congratulations. I'm so delighted. And if you're already retired and you wanted to make sure that you maintain your nest egg as long as possible, it's okay to get some help and to get some suggestions from those who know. Because, you know, my dad used to tell me, hey, if you want to be smart or if you want to be successful, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. And that is my advice to you today. Thank you so much for joining me, and I hope you have a wonderful day. This is Sharon.